Today, by the way, is the 50th anniversary of Title IX. And what it has done and how it has changed women's sports. In 1972, just 30,000 competitors in college sports were women. And today there are 211,000, almost 212,000 women competing. How about that? Just 2% of athletic budgets went toward women's sports in 1972. Today it's 45%. And if you're saying, well, it's going to be 50-50, just slow down. Use some common sense, will you? Just, okay? I realize that is in short supply when it comes to actually discussing things. Okay? Football has 85 scholarship players. There is no equivalency. Okay? And you just don't make up sports so you can get the 85 scholarships. You just don't make them up. Hey, let's have rugby. Let's have this. We got to make sure we go 85 for it. No, you don't do that because you need to somehow have money for everybody. Use some common sense. So if it's 45%, 47%, that's great. Because remember, football is one you don't have an equivalency for. Technically, wrestling is one too. I mean, I know there are a couple women's wrestling programs now, but there is not an equivalency for that either. It's great what it's done for high school sports. It's great what it's done for junior high sports. It's great what it's done for college sports. And you got to, you know, keep pushing forward. Now, everything today, 50 years later, is exponentially better than 50 years ago for women's sports. It's exponentially better than it was 40 years ago. It's exponentially better than it was 30 years ago. It is definitely better than 20 years ago. It is definitely better than 10 years ago. But it needs to be better 10 years from now, and it needs to be better 20 years from now. So, yeah. But again, it's a, you know, I always love when it's got to be 50-50. You can't have 50-50 if one of the sports is football. You can't. There's no equivalency. Baseball is softball. Men's soccer is women's softball. You know, and you can go all the way through what the equivalencies are. Up and down. But football's the one you can't come up with one. You just can't. And you just don't add in stuff just to bloat the budget. You know, you've got to be able to pay for things, too. I mean, again, you need some common sense. So, to me, you take football out of the equation, now where are you? That's what I want, you know, that's what I want to know. And don't start, I'll never forget one time, Kelly's, you know, we had Kelly on. But Reenie Portland made a statement about football needed to reduce scholarships. And, like, everybody's looking around like, what are you talking about? You put a wrench into that. You put a wrench into your sport. Where do you think the money comes from? I mean, Doc, it's not coming from your attendance. It's not coming from your TV contract. It's coming from the football program. And so you don't want to cut back. But again, doesn't mean it can't get better. It's got to get better the next 10 years. It's got to get better 20 years from now. But again, because there's no equivalency, 45%, you know, if you can get it like 47, 48, because football is going to be one that's going to take up a chunk of the budget. It's going to take up a chunk of the scholarships, and you don't have an equivalency for it, but you need it to fund what you're doing. I mean, these things don't happen without money.